Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Many of you will have been watching England and Argentina last night and will have seen England lose from a 1-0 lead to two goals in quick succession, ending their World Cup dream. But the England manager, Thomas Tuchel, has not been blamed for the mistake to bring on defensive players in a strategy that completely backfired. Here's Wayne Rooney.
So for the players, for me, Thomas Tuchel's made the decision. And when you make a decision, it's a gamble. And the gamble he made was to go with the five at the back, which allowed them to dictate the game. Then we couldn't get out. They kept coming back, wave after wave after wave. Messi knew the space was out on the right. Me and Joe were watching him. He stood there, he didn't move. And all Argentina did was pick the second ball up, give it to Messi, let him go and try and do his thing. And we got punished. Well, it's impossible. It's impossible. But for me, the biggest thing is, when Thomas Tuchel was making them changes, 100% them players will have been stood on the pitch thinking, oh no.
Dr. Stephen McIver, who's a sports psychologist at TU Dublin, is with me here on the programme today. Stephen, the sports analysts will debate whether the criticism is warranted, but how does a manager recover from something like this?
It's not easy. I think reading Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blame it on you, is a good start. But even listening, Andrea, listening to Wayne Rooney there, the very last comment he said, the players, when they made those changes, must have been thinking. And that there for performance at this level is not good planning. The coach should have planned, gone through contingency planning, gone through what-if scenarios, and led and talked to the players. If we get into this one lead, we might go into a defensive pattern, i.e. as they did against Mexico quite successfully. But it's important for us to stay playing football. So it's not just what we do. It's the perception the players might have or not might not have of the coach. And the other side, Andrea, is that the environment, the psychosocial factors within this, I mean, it is toxicity, the amount of want in terms of the result, stops players playing. Everyone can recognise in this World Cup the poor level of penalty taking, the caginess of teams. It's so much more a psychological game in the World Cup than it is in the actual football game itself.
Do you know, it's funny, like, you know, I'm trying to even just think about it from a non-football perspective for a moment. Like, when you're in a management position and you make a decision and it's a big professional moment for you personally and it turns out that it doesn't work and it's a mistake, and in this case it's happening on the world stage, are you better to put your hands up and just own that?
100%, but it takes stages. I mean, for Tuchel, for any of us in a leader position, when we're in that role, we're highly committed, we're highly engaged, we're highly involved. So we're emotionally involved in this, as the English coach was. So it's very, very hard to detach ourselves. And that's what real leadership does. We look and we plan what we want, but we also have that self-awareness as to, if this doesn't go well, how do I want to control my reaction? How do I want to show leadership to the players around me or in the business that I'm in? And in over a period of time, we can compartmentalize. We should own what we own in terms of behaviours, but we don't often own results.
Well, just on that, Stephen, if you don't mind, I might actually play, we've a short clip here of the manager. This is the post-match interview, and he did accept some criticism.
It's just like you're dying a slow death, but it started straight away after the goal, and it's basically the reason why we lost, because we were minimum even. I think we were the better team until we scored, but the mindset shifted and they took a lot of risk and played with a lot of quality. We sat deep straight away after our goal, you just said it, and not after the substitutions, but I take the responsibility for the substitutions. It's easy to be a coach after the game. You tell the story from the result.
Yeah, a lot of sideline managers, I suppose, commentating today. But you're a sports psychologist, Stephen. If you were in a room with Thomas Tuchel this lunchtime, what would you say to him?
Well, probably first and foremost, probably the most insightful aspect of that interview, Andrea, is his tone. He's resigned to what happened.
Yeah.
He is forlorn. He's lost it. And we almost want a little bit of belligerence. We want a little bit of belief. And in fact, when we make changes, when we change things, It's not, as I said earlier on, the changes in necessarily defensive to attack. Those obviously impact. But it's the perception of the players. Are we now going into defensive mode? Did his changes, without planning, talking about them within the team, prepare the team? Yes, we're going to go into this defensive mode. But remember, we still stay attacking. We still stay working. And by preempting that and planning it, then you're limiting any sort of questioning and caginess. And you could see in the body language, as Wayne Rooney said in his comments, and even when the coach there talks about it, there was a resignation. And this comes back to, he's only 52, and I know that is not young compared to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But in that standard of coaching and leadership, it is. Will he learn from this? Can he learn from this? And we'll go back to that question.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, how does something like this colour your managerial career? How do you change the narrative? Like, what's the PR spin? Because you want other jobs in the future.
Well, there's the PR spin, but there's also the body language and tone in terms of how he reacted afterwards and how we want to show ourselves. We want to show strength. We want to show, yeah, matter of fact, I made mistakes. But unlike ourselves, Andrea, most people are not perfect. And, you know, we really need to let go of this thing. Was he the winner or losing the match? No, he wasn't. Did he make critical decisions that impacted? Yes.
That's
but
the
there was
job.
Other factors, and we cannot own the results.
Yeah.
Can own impacts, but not the full result. No.
And you know what? If he didn't make changes, we'd be sitting here today saying, what's the bench for? Why didn't he make? I mean, it's a sort of impossible position, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I had an English friend of mine on, and he feels betrayed. You know, and this is the sort of the challenge for any English coach, and it's a baptism of fire, is they go into an environment that is unrelatable almost. I mean, yes, Spanish football is passionate, Argentina is passionate.
Well, actually, just on that, I was going to ask you very quickly, Stephen, sorry, just on that. The winning mentality for Argentina and Spain, how do you get the mind right now for Sunday?
Well, you've got to create the underdog as best as possible. You've got to remember and plan, a little bit like Tuchel, you've got to plan, well, how do we want to show ourselves? Defining our performance rather than the result. And our focus should always be on the performance, not the result. This is the biggest thing that stops the World Cup players and teams playing, is the fear of the result. So it's the braver team that says the result will look after itself.
We've nothing to lose.
By how much we communicate, how much, nothing to lose. We go at it. They think we're rubbish.
Yeah.
They think we're not good enough. If we go in with this expectation, then we're going to be fearful of losing. We're going to be fearful of making a mistake.
Very interesting. Dr. Stephen McIver, sports psychologist at TU Dublin. Stephen, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.